Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, welcome back. I told you it wouldn't be too long. This is our number two for Leading Edge Medicine. Even though you might have been a bit confused because the last quarter hour we were talking about Bellamedica. But that's okay. Bellamedica has its own radio show, Beautiful You, with the one and only Dr. Samara Umat. And I hope you will search it out. Easy to find. Go to bellamedica.com. And find out where the show, we are actually on two different radio stations every Saturday morning. One of them is at 8 o'clock, or excuse me, 9 o'clock in the morning, and the other is at 11 o'clock. Anyway, check it out at bellamedica.com. And also, that's where you can make one of the free consultations. So crying out loud, you'll meet with this nice lady. You'll meet with a master esthetician and find out about all of the new and wonderful things that
you know,
are available.
Jerry, as I've learned more and more about aesthetics, of course, with a gentle push from you, not so gentle lately, but my loyalties are splitting. Mm-hmm. So when I see articles and it's about cardiovascular health or cognitive health, I'm drawn to it. And then if I see something pop up about aesthetic medicine or fractional or this,
I just push those in your direction.
I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, which one am I going to read first?
Yeah. And of course, for Longevity Medical Clinic, Samara is the assistant medical director.
That's right.
But for Bellamedica, she is the medical director. No assistant.
That's right. We get to call you the grand poobah now, of Bellamedica.
Right.
You don't look like a poobah, but that's okay.
What's the feminine derivative of poobah?
Poobouette?
Poobette?
I love this job. All right. So, any event, for those of you who think you just have to live with the brown spots, the old tattoo, the chubbiness that you want to deal with, not a weight loss program, but those little extra things. We got body contouring, non-surgical.
Yes.
We have hair restoration, all kinds of things. Again, enough of this really, but go to bellamedica.com, make the appointment, or just check us out again at bellamedica.com. Now, Jerry, we start off every hour with some teaching, and this is going to be, well, I was going to say on the not so much on the lighter side. When you started off the first hour talking about sex and how
our patients,
you don't get
a lot lighter than that.
Yeah, that's right. And our patient who told you about the 17 years of joy sexually that had come back, her libido came back
in a 60-year marriage.
That's right. Yeah. So that is fun, and those stories abound, believe me. But there's more to that story.
Well, there's a whole lot more. But you know, the other thing that really struck me was, of course, the husband dying of colon cancer.
Mm.
I was a bit miffed that it was the chemotherapy that did him in. But then as I realized, you know, usually colon cancer deaths are slow and miserable. And the fact that the chemotherapy actually took him down in a hurry, in many respects, would be a blessing. You know, he was apparently awake and alert and in control of what his making his own medical decisions right up to the end. So I, you know, I on the one hand, you hate to have her lose him.
That's right.
Sooner.
That's right.
On the other hand, if I have a choice of going slowly and lingering or going fairly fast, I think I'd take fast.
That's right. I just want to review for all of our listeners now who were not here for the beginning of the first hour. You told the story of a couple that had been with us in their 80s now, patients for 17 years.
17 years. And she really loves the clinic, and he was a big booster of us. But in September, he came down with a colon cancer.
Oh, boy.
And he expected to make it into the new year for a ways, but he died very recently. And it was mostly of complications of the chemotherapy.
Mm. And how tragic. Just,
but it's the policy or the proof of my first rule of medicine, which is anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. There are risks to every decision we make in medicine. Mm. But that's the way it happens. But the colon cancer made me do some thinking, before this show. And so I just wanted to throw out a couple of pearls or jewels. Women are usually concerned with breast cancer and hormone replacement therapy. And there was that study back in 2002 that terrified all the women. There were the headlines on all the newspapers that hormone replacement therapy causes breast cancer. Well, it turns out that in that particular study, it did, and it was a big study. Mm-hmm. but it wasn't.
Correct.
It wasn't the estrogen.
It was not.
In that study, all of the women got conjugated equine estrogens and Provera, which is a medroxyprogesterone acetate.
And to be clear, this is estrogen from the urine of a pregnant horse.
Yes. But even that was not the big problem.
That wasn't the cause.
It was the synthetic version of progesterone.
Correct.
Real progesterone protects against cancer.
That's right.
The synthetic progestin, which many physicians mix up with progesterone, actually increases the risk of breast cancer by 67%.
Holy cow.
And they turned out that when they did a reassessment of that study 2012, they found that the women who only got the estrogen actually had a 26% reduction in breast cancer.
But even the conjugated equine estrogen reduces the risk for breast cancer. But the synthetic progestins increase the risk for breast cancer.
But the estrogen didn't cause the breast cancer. The synthetic progestin did, and the women who just got the estrogen actually lowered their risk of breast cancer by 26%.
In other words, they got the estrogen that their body actually needed.
Yes. Because it turns out that in some respects, breast cancer is an estrogen deficiency disease. If you look at the curves of who gets breast cancer, young women with the highest levels of estrogen have the lowest levels of breast cancer. Mm. And in the late 30s and early 40s, when the estrogen levels are dropping to a certain degree, breast cancer starts to rise. And the lower the breast cancer, or the lower the estrogen level, the higher the breast cancer.
Oh boy.
And as estrogen continues to drop, breast cancer continues to rise until about age 75, when the estrogen can't go any lower, breast cancer stops getting higher.
Correct.
Which, is really amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing that a lot of people don't realize is that estrogens given for menopause lower the risk of colon and rectal cancers by about 10%.
Exactly. So that same estrogen, we have a 10-year window. If we catch them just before menopause and right after menopause, not only can we reduce their risk for breast cancer by 30%, we can actually also reduce their risk for cardiovascular disease and colon cancer.
Yes. And that's a biggie. On the other hand, real progesterone, as opposed to the synthetic progestins that are usually used, not only do not raise the risk of breast cancer, they lower the risk of both breast cancer and cervical cancer.
Wow.
All right. So
how many of our general, primary care physicians and things
all the time, we get patients who say, my doctor tells me I should never take estrogen because I might get breast cancer.
Still.
We see it all the time. Yeah. Doctors telling their patients, you don't want to take that estrogen. You might get breast cancer. No, doctor. It's not the estrogen.
That's right.
It's that damn progestin you're giving them.
That's
Right. So what about progesterone? primary care physicians understand that?
They use medroxyprogesterone acetate.
Correct.
Because it's can be given as a pill.
It's cheaper.
And it's cheaper, and it's just been done since the
1950s. That's what they've done. Oh. And in fact, a lot of postmenopausal women actually don't even get any form of progesterone, which is sad because they feel that they don't have to balance that estrogen, especially if they've had a hysterectomy. They really
don't. So progesterone is only for women, right?
No.
No.
I knew the answer, but I wanted you to explain it.
Real progesterone is anti-breast cancer. Mm-hmm. In fact, women that get an estrogen progesterone sensitive breast cancer, if you give them progesterone, by the way, progesterone sensitive breast cancer doesn't mean progesterone caused it. It means it has receptors for progesterone.
Right.
Progesterone receptor positive breast cancer, if you give them progesterone, you slow the rate of growth of the cancer by 50%.
That's opposite of what doctors are telling their patients, isn't it?
Well, see, if you give them the synthetic progestin, you cause more cancer.
Yeah.
But if they've got progesterone receptors and you give them progesterone, the hormone that their body is craving, you actually slow the growth of a breast cancer if it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. And you prevent uterine cancers. So,
okay, this
and progesterone reduces anxiety. It helps you sleep better, and
it gives you prettier skin.
Yes,
and I put it on every night.
Yes,
and also in traumatic brain injury.
Yes,
very, very helpful in traumatic brain injury.
And in men, it helps to prevent the prostate from enlarging and causing urinary problems in older men. Yes. So I like to start every man by around age 50, if I can, on some progesterone to help them sleep at night, to give them fewer wrinkles on their face and neck, and to keep them so they can pee into old age.
So, okay, tell me how many, I'll ask either one of you, how many primary care physicians are telling their men about progesterone?
I don't know any.
Probably none.
Listen, I'm asking the question of our men listeners and our women listeners. I mean, both of you, you ought to be literally mesmerized staring at the radio right now. I guess this is why I am sometimes accused of being a little bold and brash. But I am telling you, what you just heard now is yet, I like to use the illustration of a little piece of a pie. This is just one reason why you need to consider a free health analysis appointment at Longevity. How do you think you are going to manage your aging process without this woman here as your doctor or one of our other doctors, of course?
You know, there's an interesting story. I may have said it before, so if you've heard it, forgive me, but it's worth telling again. Jerry, at one of the conferences I had gone to a few years ago for regenerative medicine, Dr. Andrew Heyman was talking about stress response in men. Mm-hmm. And I was really particularly interested in what he had to say. There was a whole seminar was about men's health. And he talked about progesterone in men. So I cornered him after the conference, after his lecture, and I asked him very specific questions about progesterone and how they used it. And he was mesmerized, and he said, okay, so clearly you've used it. I said, oh, yes. So I asked him how he was using it, and he was so impressed with what we were doing, and he said he was doing the same thing. So we had a long conversation about progesterone and its uses in men, because at that time, there weren't many places that were talking about it. And even in our circles, it was a little quiet. It wasn't like, you know, everybody advertised it. It was the topic was also different. It was stress response in men and progesterone cream because of the adrenocortical pathway and how progesterone is one of the primary hormones in that pathway and how it impacts on cortisol production. And so that was what brought it up. And then it led to a whole different conversation about progesterone use in men's health.
It is one of the primary hormones that we use in men and women.
Yeah.
Because men and women make the same hormones. The ratios, the levels are different, but the hormones are the same.
Yeah.
Again, this is just a tiny piece of that pie I keep talking about. The pie is Longevity Medical Clinic. The piece of the pie is just this one little topic, which you need to know, whether you're a man or a woman. And if you are dependent on insurance based healthcare. You need help. You need help.
And I guess the other message too, Pete, is if you are considering hormone replacement therapy as a man, testosterone is not the beginning and the end of it.
Right.
It really is one piece of a big puzzle, and there are hormones above it and below it that need to be addressed.
We're running out of time here, so let me just say that if you are, maybe you've been listening to the program for a while, I don't care if it's a month or 22 years that we've been on the air, and you haven't yet checked out longevity. Maybe you've said, oh, I'd love to do it, it makes so much sense or what have you, but you've still had this degree of skepticism. Well, I hope you'll get over that. It, now that we're offering you two free tests, a free appointment, two free tests, and by the way, yes, $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in. I hope you'll do that. This is the time. 2021 is right around the corner. Holy cow. Like 2.5 weeks or something like that. My golly. Let's make 2021 the year of transition for you. It can be a crossroads for you. It really, really can. Just like Jerry, the story of your 80-something old couple that have been patients for 17 years, and she just thanked you for the quality of their relationship. That little piece of the pie, she was referring to her libido had come back, and it made.
But it was more than libido. It was strength, endurance, energy, enthusiasm.
Yep.
You know, if you're tired or fatigued, life is not as much fun.
It's the joy of living.
Yes.
Yeah. So the other question we often get asked, well, I'm 80 years old. Is it, I'm 75 or I'm 92. Is it too old? Am I too old? No.
No.
No, it's never too old to start doing something about it. So you make a free appointment by going online at lmclinic.com. Very easy to do. lmclinic.com. Right on the homepage, push the button that says schedule now. It'll take you to a different page. You select one of our three clinics, either Tacoma, Linwood, or Kirkland. And when you do, that schedule comes up on your screen so that you can actually select maybe like Tuesday at 10 a.m. or Thursday at 4 o'clock or what have you. You just select it and it's yours. And if you're a couple, select two of them back to back if you can find them that way. And we encourage you to do that at lmclinic.com. Don't have that fatalistic attitude that there's nothing you can do, because that's a lie. Don't fall for it. There are things you can do. Now, if you want to call to make an appointment, that's okay too. You just simply call 866-86-YOUNG. But most of you will go to lmclinic.com and make an appointment. Okay, definitely we're a little overdue here. We got to go to a break. When we come back, more Leading Edge Medicine, probably even take a call or two.
Aging gracefully is a terrible option. Learn to live to your fullest potential. It's a lot more fun. Stay tuned for more.
Hey, this is Pete Talbot, and do I have some terrific news for people struggling with joint pain and possible joint replacement? We're hearing a lot today about stem cell therapy, and Longevity for the last 10 years has been referring our patients and radio listeners to clinics out of state, but no longer. Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho is who we now refer to, and he's right here in Kirkland. And you'll be hearing more from him here on Leading Edge Medicine. Stem cell therapy is a definite option for painful joints and is minimally invasive, where Dr. Nelson can harvest your own stem cells from your own bone marrow and your own fat cells. And instead of a 6 to 12 month recovery with surgery, you can go to work that next day and in most cases be in less pain within 2 to 3 weeks or sooner. Dr. Nelson also uses PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is sort of like supercharging the repair process. And by the way, the overall cost savings is dramatic when compared to conventional joint surgery, even if you have insurance. So you'll not only save money, you'll eliminate a lengthy recovery and therapy required with typical surgery. So here's what to do. Call Dr. Dan Nelson's office in Kirkland for a consultation. 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000.
We decided we needed something to make us feel younger and healthier. I didn't want to do it by myself. I knew that Larry had to come with me.
Since I've become a longevity patient, I just feel wonderful now.
If you're thinking about attending a seminar, go. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Longevity is a miracle for us.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Ooh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're
welcome back. Pete Talbot here, along with Dr. Mixon, of course, Dr. Samira, you met. A little reminder, a lot of people are calling in asking questions about Bellamedica. Kind of unusual, but that's understandable, seems that we were talking about it. If you want a free appointment at Bellamedica, just simply go to bellamedica.com. Little reminder here, bellamedica.com. And Bellamedica has their own toll-free number. Call it if you want to schedule a free, beautiful new you consultation, for example, and get the $100 of skincare products. Their number, 844-744-4844. Lots of fours. 844-744-4844. And, with that, let's take another call. So Kathy from Renton. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, Dr. Mixon, I've spoken with you before regarding my thyroid, and I don't remember for sure if you had said something about iodine being connected to that. I have a problem with being cold most of the mm-hmm. time. And so I just, a couple of days ago, finally went and had a, you know, went to my doctor, had a physical, da-da-da. And so it's still, the labs haven't come back, but I told her that I thought maybe my medication needs to be up a bit. I don't know. But I mentioned the iodine thing, and she acted like she didn't know what I was talking about. And then before I left, she said, yeah, she goes, well, that includes something about radiation, radioactive something. I'm going, what? And so I don't know. I mean, okay. You know.
Have you ever seen pictures of the pioneers in the Midwest?
Yeah.
Look at the, take a look next time you get online, find yourself some photographs of the pioneers in the 1800s in the Midwest and look at their necks. They've got enormous goiters, all of them. And it's an iodine deficiency. And much of the United States does not have enough iodine in the soil. And so enormous population in the 1800s, probably 2/3 of America had a goiter from the thyroid is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, trying to produce, but it didn't have enough iodine. When your thyroid gland makes thyroid hormone, the first hormone it makes we call T4. It's thyroid hormone with four iodine molecules bound to it. And then once it's in your bloodstream, you strip off one of those iodines and you make T3. And so iodine is a critically important component for making thyroid hormone. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need every molecule of thyroid hormone has to start with at least four molecules of iodine. So if you don't have adequate iodine in your diet, indeed, your thyroid cannot function as well, and your thyroid hormone levels will be lower than they should. Mm-hmm. We often don't get overt goiter these days because almost all of your salt is iodinized.
Right.
You know, nearly a century ago, we started adding iodine to salt, mm-hmm. knowing that Americans love to put salt in their food. So overt iodine deficiency is much less common now than it used to be. But it's a possibility. The other trace mineral that often interferes with good thyroid function is selenium. If you don't have enough selenium in your diet, you don't make good iodine efficiency or good thyroid efficiency. So those are the two trace minerals that we want to make sure people have adequate levels. One thing people forget about, I've seen too many housewives throw they pour the salt out of the great big container into a salt shaker, and then the salt mm-hmm. shaker sits on the back of the stove so they can shake it into the food conveniently. But iodine sublimes at about 75 to 80 degrees. That is, it goes from a solid directly into a gas and disappears into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And if your iodine was in that closed cardboard container, you had plenty of iodine in the salt. When you put it in the salt shaker and stick it up on the back of the stove, it gets hot, and over time, all the iodine sublimes out, and mm-hmm. you end up with no iodine in your salt. So,
good to know.
Yeah, so, you know, use the iodine.
Sea salt for, okay. You know,
well,
and I don't have it on the stove at all. It's in a cupboard that's right to the left of the stove. I don't know if that's being affected in that way, because I don't do a whole lot of cooking that often. Yeah. At any rate, she never mentioned selenium. I didn't even think about it, but she did say what I told you about the iodine, and I'm like, oh, why? I mean, what's with the radiation thing she's talking about?
Well, it turns out that gamma radiation increases the risk of thyroid cancer. People that were in Chernobyl, for instance, an enormous number of people caught thyroid cancer after the Chernobyl accident. One of the protective mechanisms against that is to take high doses of iodine. And high-dose iodine helps protect the thyroid against radiation-induced thyroid cancer. So that's probably what she was thinking about. But we don't usually have that problem here in the United States. Unless you live in a basement in Utah, turns out the ground in Utah, the subsurface basements often have high levels of radioactive radon gas, because there's a lot of uranium in the soil there. Mm-hmm. And so basements collect radiation gas. Most here, we don't have much in the way of basements. Our water level's too high, so we avoid basements here. Anyway, probably not your problem.
Should I supplement with selenium?
Well, you could. We have iodine and selenium supplements that we use for our patients when we discover one who needs it. We do a test, something like a NutriVal, where we actually look at 35 different vitamins, minerals, and so on in your tissues. Mm-hmm. And if you're low on iodine or selenium, we add some. It's a little harder if you're guessing.
Because
you can also overdose on these things. So yes, we do carry it in our store, but I usually ask my docs to check the patient first.
Well, I'm going to sign up real soon, so I get one of the first August appointments. I've been procrastinating. You know how it goes.
Yeah, anyway, I do indeed.
I really appreciate you guys, and thanks so much. You've been very helpful, and I'll see you soon, hopefully.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Thanks, bye-bye. Kathy. That's very nice of you. And we're glad you're going to come in and grab one of those free health analysis appointments.
Well, when you hear the music play, you know I've got to go to a break, but it won't be long. We're going to be back before you know it. Again, we're sort of talking a little bit about Bell Medica today, so just a reminder, if you've got an interest, why don't you play around? Go to bellamedica.com. Beautiful medicine. bellamedica.com. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
Longevity Medical Clinic is happy to announce that Longevity Development, the business and marketing arm of Longevity Medical Clinic, has entered a strategic management relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. As a medical clinic, we cannot tell anyone where they have to go to fill their compounded prescriptions. We can only make suggestions. But for the last 2 years, we have referred our patients to Paramount Pharmacy for three key reasons. Excellent quality control, excellent pricing, and excellent customer service. And now, due to our new management oversight and relationship, Longevity Development and Paramount are actually working together to better serve our patients. A team approach to better healthcare. it truly can make a difference. And now, to celebrate and to convince you that we truly feel we can better serve your health needs while saving you money, Paramount has agreed to make an offer to all new patients willing to give Paramount a try. On your first prescription only, Paramount is offering you a 90-day supply for their 30-day cost. That's right, a 90-day prescription for the 30-day cost. All you need to do is call Paramount at 425-251-1660. It's as simple as that. Call 425-251-1660.
Yes, it's a very good thing that Dr. Umat and Dr. Mixon both suggest you see Dr. Michael Gilbert for your vision care. But maybe you should hear from one of Dr. Gilbert's very newest patients, like Bonnie.
What impressed me is that they're extremely professional, high-tech. I was there getting different tests and so forth. And I was extremely impressed because I've been to another ophthalmologist, and to tell you the truth, it was old school. And all of his staff, they treat you well. You just feel like you're at a party. You just feel comfortable. It was just awesome.
Just like at Longevity Medical Clinic at Northwest Vision Institute, Dr. Michael Gilbert is also on the leading edge of medical care. LASIK and cataract surgery, general checkups, and eye care at its very best. Call to schedule your appointment at 425-450-2020 or schedule online at nwvision.com.
The thing I like the most about everything that I've learned from Dr. Mixon is it all makes very logical and intuitive sense. It's not something I really have to wonder, well, I wonder if that's really true. It just, this whole encompassing approach always makes a lot of sense to me, and that's really what sold me on the whole package.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me.
Well, listen here, we've only got a half hour to go. And so I think what we ought to do is concentrate on some calls here. We're going to take another call right now.
Let's go to Kathy in Renton. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, hi, doctor. I recently had a checkup and blood work, and it came back, and my thyroid was at the right medication, but I had told the doctor that I'm cold a lot. Okay.
Uh-huh.
One of the things Dr. Mixon had spoken of is iodine. And
yes.
So I had asked her if they could check that, and she came back and told me before I left that that involves something about radiation. You got the, I don't know. She didn't really get into it that much. And I said, forget it. So anyway, she doesn't know about this, I guess. But I believe Dr. Mixon, okay?
Yeah.
And the thing is I think I really need to come in and see you guys, which I will. I think I need thyroid replacement because I had a hysterectomy around just before my 40th birthday. And
okay.
I haven't been on anything. Well, actually, they put me on Premarin for about a month, and that was garbage. So anyways,
yes.
I really need to have this addressed because my birthday was last Monday, and I turned the big 70, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, so I really need this addressed. I mean, I'm not a sickly person, but lately I've been feeling, you know, a little odd. So I just wanted to know what... You know, is there anything
probably,
you can suggest before I come in or whatever?
Probably the first thing you ought to do, it's a baby step, but it's a good step, is to come in for one of our free appointments, one of our free health analysis appointments. We do a simple blood test. It's not our big, huge, super-duper, unbelievable blood test, but it's a blood test. And then we also do our in-body, and it will give you some of your basic problems. And from there, then you can decide if you want us to help you further or not.
Right. I understand that. I listen to the show every single week. One thing I forgot to add is that I had called back in after they gave me my lab stuff, and I said, do you guys do hormone replacement? And they said, no, we don't deal with that. And I figured they say that. You know, it's just, I can't put it off anymore.
Yeah. No, come on and see us. Bring us your test results when you meet with your doctor so that they can see your labs. So when we measure thyroid labs, we don't look at just the TSH. We do a free T3. We do T4 levels. If necessary, we will also check your antibody levels.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. Feeling cold means that there is some thyroid issue. And we can look at the global picture, inflammation markers, and yada, yada. You know the rest.
Yeah.
But thyroid is your functioning hormone for memory, for weight, for skin, hair loss, energy, stamina, keeping you warm. So many important aspects. And you're absolutely right. There are a lot of nutrients that affect thyroid function. And iodine is definitely one of them.
Right.
And we do replace with iodine because it impacts positively on free T4 levels. And I've seen that happen time and time again. Just a little bit, three times a week, makes such a huge difference to their values that sometimes they don't need anything else.
So just about everything, Dr. You Matt just went through that little list of things your primary care physician doesn't even begin to do. So you're right. Your hunch that you should take advantage of the free appointment is a good first step. It's a good first step. So we encourage you to do that.
That'll be quicker. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
well,
Kathy.
Good luck to you, Kathy.
Thank
and
you,
all
Kathy.
The best. Yeah.
Let's go to Olympia. Talk with Trista. Trista, welcome to the show.
I have a question. I was studying in England, at a university in England, about 3 years ago, and something spread through the student body that sent about half the student body to the NHS hospitals there. We never heard what it was, what the diagnosis of it was. A lot of people dropped out. I may have had a mild form of it. Symptoms sound a lot like COVID-19 does, except for the fact that, at least in my case, it produced a lot of long phlegm. And I don't think that's the case with COVID, is it?
Not usually. But, you know, it's a widely variable virus. It is respiratory, and... Mm-hmm. Anytime you get inflammation in the respiratory tract, you're going to get some mucus production, obviously. So,
okay.
But inflammation is the big hallmark. It's not usually stuffy nose and sinus, though. It's usually deep in the chest.
Right, exactly. Yes. And that is what I experienced more than I had ever experienced in my life. But now I find that, and of course that's been 3 years, so now I find that I seem to have some kind of strong immunity to these things, including cold, and I generally don't catch things from people. Mm-hmm. Either immunity to these things or semi-immunity, I'm not sure what it is actually.
Well, it's an observation, and we don't really know why, but there are people with certain characteristics that for some reason have a statistically mildly significant, not overwhelming, lower risk of getting serious illnesses from this COVID. And indeed, O blood folks tend to be a bit less susceptible than the others.
Hey, good to hear.
Yeah, well, say I'm an A.
That's me, but Bell.
The human immunity is incredibly variable. There are people that will go years and years and years and never catch a cold, and there are other people that are, you know, six times a year. And it has to do with a whole lot of factors, everything from physical activity to weight to dietary, you know, discretion or indiscretions. And it's really hard to pin down. We can give people general rules, you know. The heavier you are, the more likely you are to get sick. Leaner is better. Stronger is better. Sedentary and weak is worse. Obviously, people that smoke or in dirty, dusty environments are at much higher risk than people that, you know, that don't assault their airways. People that have been infected by similar viruses in the past often will carry a T-cell immunity that crosses over for later viruses that are similar in some way. And that's what we think is probably happening with some of the T-cell immunity we're seeing with this COVID, is that about 30% of the respiratory infections that we normally get, the colds, stuffy nose and so on, those are indeed coronaviruses that are structurally quite similar to the COVID. It's just that they grow in the upper airway instead of the lower airway.
You know, we have to take a break right now, but when we come back, we've got enough time. I think I'm going to take a question that came from a caller that didn't want to go on the air, but asked the question about metformin. We've all heard about metformin. A whole lot of people are taking it, but maybe a whole lot of more people ought to be taking it. You don't want to go far. You're going to want to hear this next segment. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Don't believe the lie that you have to fall apart at the normal rate and see what your options really are. Check out the free longevity seminars at lmclinic.com.
Stay tuned for more.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Don't believe the lie that you have to fall apart at the normal rate and see what your options really are. Check out the free longevity seminars at lmclinic.com.
Stay tuned for more.
Did you know coffee is the number two commodity in the entire world? Only behind oil is number one. Pete Talbot here again, and how would you like to stand with me in Guatemala or Brazil to watch a totally revitalized village literally being pulled out of poverty, all because of the vision and mission of Camino Island Coffee? That's right. Camino Island Coffee helps to revitalize third world villages that are now growing their coffee beans and becoming the owner of the land while doing it. It's so exciting. And we're talking about Arabica beans that are organic and grown at high altitude and in the shade, which are far less acidic. If you consider yourself a coffee connoisseur, you ought to try a full pound of Camino Island coffee for just 99 cents. That's right, 99 cents. You will taste the difference while changing the lives of an entire village. That's what I call life-changing coffee. A full pound for only 99 cents. Simply go to CaminoIslandCoffee.com/longevity. That's CaminoIslandCoffee.com/longevity or call 866-387-5282. 866-387-5282.
I would like to thank you for having this program and for having your longevity program. If I listen on the radio, I always learn something, and it keeps me on the straight and narrow. I think, boy, I need to take some more responsibility for myself.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, 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 bum. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Bum, 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 bum. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Bum, 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 bum. Don't have nobody to call my own. Bum, 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 bum. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
Welcome back to the final segment of our program for today. This has been, wow, what a couple of hours. We've had a little bit of everything, lots of calls, lots of good teaching, both of you. This has been a great hour, great hour. You know, sometimes we get emails or we get people like just happened. We get people who call into the show, but they don't want to go on the air, and so they ask a question. But this happens a lot about the topic or the prescription drug metformin. I mean, this is something that a lot of people take the drug, I'm assuming. And
mostly diabetics.
Yeah. Mostly diabetics.
And our non-diabetic patients.
Right. Okay. And let's now explain what you just referred to, because you're laughing and not everyone is going to understand.
It's a prescription medication. Yes. And it's used to treat diabetes or pre-diabetes.
Yes.
But years ago.
But.
It's always a but.
It's always an mTOR inhibitor.
Yes, it is.
A what?
mTOR, metabolic target of rapamycin.
Okay.
So, doesn't everybody know what a metabolic target of rapamycin
our
is?
Our listeners do, because they listen to us.
That's right. Okay, little story. On Christmas Island, way out there where they have those stone statues buried in the sand, a fungus was discovered called rapamycin, rapamycosis, actually. And this particular fungus produces a quasi-antibiotic known as rapamycin.
Correct.
And it turns out that rapamycin extends the lifespan of worms and fruit flies and other lower organisms by significant amounts, 30-40%. And so some people said, hey, what happens if we give this to dogs or monkeys or human beings? Okay. In an attempt to impact their mTOR system and the SIRTUIN1 genes in our bodies. Well, it turns out that in virtually every animal they gave rapamycin to, it indeed extended their lifespan. And they did better, and they functioned better, and they didn't get creaky and old as early. And they said, wow, that's really neat stuff. And so people started using rapamycin, sold under the brand name Sirolimus, as a anti-aging product. But it's hellaciously expensive.
Uh-oh.
It's, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. And if you use the brand names, it's over $1,000 a month. And so people say, well, what the heck is going on with that? Well, it turns out that there is a very common drug that's been around since the 1950s called metformin. And metformin is also an mTOR inhibitor.
Okay. You could always become a storyteller, too, you know, if you wanted a side job.
Okay, keep telling the story, buddy.
All right. So they started looking at this drug, and they discovered an interesting thing. This drug was designed since the late 1950s to early 1960s as a drug to combat insulin resistance and lower blood sugars in type 2 diabetics. When they started looking at type 2 diabetics that used this particular drug, they found that diabetics who normally die much faster than other people.
Right.
Okay. Diabetics have more heart disease, more kidney failure, more strokes, more everything horrible. But they found that diabetics that used metformin routinely actually lived 5 years longer than non-diabetics.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, whoa, that's interesting. You know. So they started looking for why. Well, it turns out metformin as an mTOR drug actually has a lot of not only anti-aging impacts, but anti-cancer impacts.
Oh, double good.
And it lowers the risk of getting cancer, and it slows the growth of many cancers if you do get them. And so it turns out that, for instance, with colon cancer, since that's high in my mind today because of the person we've talked about, patients on metformin who have colon cancer live an average of a year and a half longer.
Wow.
Than non.
Interesting.
Yeah, than people that are not using metformin. So they get a significant reduction in the incidence of colon cancer. And it appears to be dose dependent. When they do the cell studies, it turns out that metformin inhibits the growth and differentiation and metastasis, the spread of cancer cells. But it's dose dependent. The more metformin in the system, the more it inhibits the spread and growth of the tumors. Now, in the studies that showed that people lived an average of a year and a half longer and had about 12% less colon cancer, these were people using primarily for diabetes, and they were using fairly modest doses.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out in the experimental animals, the more we can ratchet that dose up, the less chance they have of getting prostate cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, a whole lot of the cancers decrease in incidence as metformin doses rise.
Wow.
The problem, of course, is it lowers blood sugars.
Yes, it does. So,
so when you start ratcheting that that level up too high, you start driving their blood sugar.
Yes.
Dr. Mixon's first rule always applies.
Yes.
Which can help, can hurt.
That's right. And, you know, metformin has other side effects. It can cause metabolic acidosis. You can have diarrhea. You can have gas.
Diarrhea and abdominal cramping are the single most common adverse effects from metformin. So, yes, we do see a fair bit of that, in fact. And so for people like us that are not diabetic, the question is, how much of this stuff can we put up with before? Now, personally, I'm on 500 milligrams twice a day. Okay. 250 milligrams will give my wife cramping and diarrhea, you know, a fourth of my dose. So it has to be individualized if you're going to use it.
Sure.
But it's a really, really interesting drug because it has most of the good benefits we see with the mTOR drugs like rapamycin at a tiny fraction of the cost. I mean, even my 500 milligrams twice a day, I think it costs me, well, my insurance covers it, so it's like $4 a month.
Oh, my.
But,
okay.
You know, but if I was paying full freight, it would be $15 a month.
Oh, my. Okay, good.
You know, it's been around since the late 1950s. It's generic. It's too cheap.
Who should not be on it?
Well, that's the question. You know, and that depends on who you're talking to. A lot of physicians are going to say, if you're not a diabetic, you shouldn't take it. It's a, quote, diabetes drug.
That is right.
Okay?
You know, you have to be...
Yeah. He's pointing to himself. Should I take it?
I want to know. I'm going to be... Dr. Umat is my doctor officially.
Yes, I
know. You were for 20 years, but she's now...
Well, she's cuter than I am, so you know.
Without question. So I'm going to be asking you that question.
Yes,
should I be on?
We will talk about it. Yes,
okay. But not on the air because this is a doctor-patient relationship.
Yeah, but I gave permission so HIPAA wouldn't mind. But okay, we'll talk later. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's got a lot of interesting. It lowers the risk of getting prostate cancer, and it slows prostate cancer growth in men who do have
prostate cancer.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're a guy that you're worried about your prostate and you got high risk factors, then that is a reason to consider something like metformin, even if you're not a diabetic.
Okay.
If you have a family history of colon cancer, or heaven forbid,
which I do,
you've had your colonoscopy and you've got polyps in there, which we say, okay, this could be a precursor to a colon cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, I'd want to go on the metformin.
But even you mentioned a history. My dad.
Yeah.
Had very severe colon cancer.
My mother had colon cancer. So, yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. This is fascinating stuff. Interesting. So, I'm glad that person called in and didn't want to go on the air. That's okay. But I bet you she was listening. But we get a lot of calls because metformin, I mean, heck. There's a lot of diabetics out there.
Well, metformin's been around for a very long time. It's one of the most commonly used drugs around.
On the planet,
We
know its side effects. We know its risks.
Correct.
We know its
what
ups
are
and
the
its downs.
Negative side effects?
Well, it's what you were just talking about is, you know, you can lower your blood sugar more than you want to lower your blood sugar.
Is that really a problem for many people?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, you got to remember that a lot of lean, active people don't run high blood sugars, even though they're, you know, they've got some years on them. So, no, you don't want to drive your sugar too low.
Okay.
But here's another interesting thing, another plus for metformin. It helps trigger weight loss.
Yes, it does.
I want some.
Yeah.
Crimps your belly, makes you skinnier.
It does do that.
So it's a weight loss drug. It's an anti-cancer drug. It's an anti-diabetes drug. And if it acts as we believe it probably will, it is almost certainly a life extension drug.
No kidding.
Now,
you have stayed away from that.
Now, some of the, well, and that's because, why did it extend your lifespan? Did it extend your lifespan because it affected the sirtuin 1 genetics, genes? Or do people tend to live longer because they have a lower risk of cancers, which tend to kill them. Mm-hmm. And so between treating diabetes and treating cancers, that in and of itself might explain part of the increased longevity seen with metformin. So it may not be so much of a longevity drug in that there's longer average life because they get fewer cancers.
Again,
you know, I did this at the end of the first hour today, but is this not another illustration, another piece of the longevity pie? This is, and maybe this is just a little teeny piece because there's 100 pieces in the longevity pie. But is our primary care physician, I'm going to ask a loaded question. I think I know the answer, but our primary care physicians, he's laughing. Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Oh my golly. If you are dependent on insurance-based medical care, you need longevity. Just you're desperate for it, whether you're smart enough to know it or not. But because you're listening to this program, you are becoming smart enough to know it. And so we will end the program today with offering you the whole pie. We offer you the whole pie at longevity. I mean, come on. This is so sweet. Thank you for being with us today. This is just, and we got music coming from everywhere here, but if you would like one of our free longevity medical clinic health analysis appointments, then all you need to do is go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, and push the schedule now button. It's easy to do. Just, you select the clinic, because we have three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. And when you select, let's say you select Kirkland, well, the schedule comes up for the free health analysis appointments. Just click the appointment that's best for you. And I like to say for married couples or couples, take two that are close together and come together, because it's a fascinating process. You get your two free tests, the blood test and the special in-body test. Together, they will help you determine what some of your basic health risks are. Then you can talk about and consider becoming a patient at Longevity Medical Clinic. But it's a fascinating process. You owe it to yourself. 2021 is almost here. You can make next year a really, really good year. Thank you for being with us today. Go to lmclinic.com and make your appointment, or call 866-86-YOUNG if you want to do it that way. Call us on Monday. Nobody's there today. 866-86-YOUNG. Again, thanks for being with us. Have a wonderful rest of your day.